Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
All right, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You feeling it? That's right, less than, what, 18 hours to go? Wait a minute, noon?
Chris,
24 minus 5,
excited.
Less than 19 hours to go. I'm anxious. I want to get this thing over with.
I was down at the tennis club. People were thumbs up. I mean, I never saw so many smiles. This
we need
great.
A countdown clock on the monitor here.
Hey, yep. Maybe we can get Nick to do it.
I'm sure there is one.
Well, we got him. His hands are full tonight because we got a full show and a lot of things to do. And I hope you'll be here with us for the full 2 hours. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time. It is high. Time for a new president, and we're going to get one here in less than 24 hours, less than 19 hours. We're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And please don't forget to download the free WORL FM AM app into your smart device if you have not already done so. All right, let me start off by going around the table and introducing everybody. I'll do it poker style. To my left is the recovering politician and entrepreneur extraordinaire, kilt-wearing, Scottish-speaking Rick Brown.
It was a great time this weekend.
Haggis eating.
It's going to be even a better time this weekend coming, though.
Indeed it is. And to his left, we have my co-host on Sunday nights, and of course he's also the host of his own show, Talk to the Experts, and that would be one Aubrey Kahn.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
And then across from me, of course, in the driver's seat, the host chair, as they call it, is the economist and union boss himself, Michael McBath.
I'll tell you one thing. I learn about term limits when I watch these people, you know, questioning these individuals running for these cabinet posts. Mm. We got to have term limits. Oh, my God, are these people terrible.
All right. I, of course, am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And I've been heartened because I heard today that Donald Trump, for his inaugural address, is going to be philosophical. And I'm going, all right.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. I'm not sure that's his style.
Speaking of philosophers, he had a great show of his own going last night. I hope you listened. It was very enjoyable. That would be, of course, Nick Lo Cicero, who is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. All right, let me kind of give you a little bit of a lowdown on how we're going to do all this here tonight. We are monitoring what is going on right now live in Washington, D.C., mostly at the Lincoln Memorial. That is where the concert stage is set up. That's where the concert acts are going on. I believe Lee Greenwood is entering onto the stage right now. And in the audience is Donald Trump. He's scheduled to make some brief remarks. As I said, we're monitoring the entertainment. I believe Sam Moore, did you tell me he sang earlier?
Sam Moore did a version of America with a soul chorus group behind him.
And
it was phenomenal.
And John Voight spoke.
John Voight did the introduction. He was he's very gracious and very direct, and it was really, really well done.
Right. And Nick is hard at work finding, you know, bits and pieces that we're going to spice up the show with today during the breaks and the bumps and stuff.
That'll be super.
We have a countdown clock.
And we do. I tell you what.
18 hours, 50 minutes, and 7, 6.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1 second.
I could just
seconds,
do that for the next 18 hours.
And 49 minutes.
Remember the movie where everybody put their head out the window and said, I can't take it anymore? Imagine it at 12 tomorrow if everybody just started cheering all across the nation. Wouldn't that be awesome? You know?
I think a lot of people are going to be doing just that. And so that's going to be happening during the show.
Yep.
Steve Gushoff is in Washington, D.C. He texted me a picture of his ticket, and it's a real nice formal invitation-like thing, right? You probably got one before, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been up there?
I had, no.
Yeah.
And, it's cold up there this time of year.
Yeah, indeed. So Steve is up there, and he's going to check in around 5:45, 5:50. And we'll mm-hmm. talk to him a little bit in this hour, a little bit in the next hour, to get a flavor of what it's like on the ground, the sights. Sounds and
down
indeed,
in Georgetown at Cafe Milano.
Even the smells, even the smells of Washington,
right, Steve, I don't see
D.C. Maybe we'll see him in the crowd. And look, that looked like David Levitt.
It
there,
didn't it? I thought the same thing as soon as he came up there. We don't have the replay.
Yeah, that's right. So we got a lot of exciting things to do. And then, of course, we're going to wrap all this around some news and commentary. And it is Thursday. And so we're going to work into this, weave into this, if you will, our contest today, right?
Yep. Well, we're looking for another holiday to add to our nation. You know, we had the Martin Luther King holiday on Monday. My only, what I regret about that is that these kids, you know, they take a day off of school when they should probably go to school twice as long. The public doesn't work that day when they should work a lot more. But what we need to do is develop another holiday. So what I would like do is have myself a Rosie O'Donnell holiday. You know, you can pick a holiday for a movie star or a politician.
Go and tell me you wouldn't be having a whale of a time.
Now, let me explain this. We would like to celebrate, you know, how she has enhanced the American restaurant industry. And the reality of it is, on that holiday, instead of sitting home, if you go out to a restaurant and eat 4,000 calories in honor of Rosie, you get a 5% discount, you know, on your tax, meaning the credit. Also, the tax business, meaning the restaurant business, will be enhanced. And finally, we'll give recognition to Rosie for the fat slob she is.
So, is that 4,000 calories?
We need those who want to come up with another holiday. That's the important thing.
But those 4,000 calories, that's just breakfast.
That's just, yeah, that's one sitting, which I know Rosie could do that. She could probably double it up if she had to.
All right. So we want to hear your holiday, who it's for, and why. 407-774-8255 is the number. Once again, you're playing for a great prize package, which includes that $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, redeemable in Avalon Park, Oviedo, two locations there, and Winter Springs, where, by the way, you've got some great things that are going to be happening at that location, right? The Magic Wednesdays.
Magic Wednesdays, that's right.
This is good at all locations?
Yes, at all locations.
Which means?
Come in wearing your magic gear on Wednesdays and you get a free taco.
How about that? You got to eat free Wednesdays,
wow.
You know, wearing your magic stuff every Wednesday at those Tijuana Flats. All right. And then you'll also win a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, and that is compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepard, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, where they now also service Beamers, BMWs. And you'll get that life-size cutout from Dino Rentos Studios, and Dino Rentos is in our studios
mm-hmm.
right now. So he's going to be in on the show here after this first break, and then he's also going to help us judge the contest. So we'll all be judging the contest, and there will be a winner tonight.
Chris, his life-size cutout of Trump is certainly on the money. I mean, here it is. The Morris, look at that. If that was in your picture window at home, you would stop traffic, man.
Indeed, indeed.
I have a question about this magic night. You said you've got to come with your magic outfit.
Yes.
So if I just bring a wand, I'm good?
A wand?
That's another party.
That's one
that was out in front of Pence's house the other day.
I was just going there. That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's where you'll be.
All right.
I could ride my wife's transport, but oh.
And by the way, starting not this Saturday, but next Saturday on the 28th, you're going to be doing trivia at the Oviedo store on Aloma.
At the Aloma in Tuscarola. Store right there on the corner. We're going to start doing trivia. It's going to be from 8 until 9:30, and we'll have specials in both food and alcohol and fun and prizes and giveaways, and it's going to be a great time.
Did you hear that, Nostradamus? Well, Nostradamus had a winning team of trivia.
Yeah,
they go around and clean people's clocks, take all the stuff, and move on to the next location.
Really?
Man. Well, I see a challenge coming on.
All right. There you go.
He's a radical anyway.
That's starting next Saturday, the 28th. Mm-hmm. And that is trivia at Tijuana Flats at Tuscarora and Aloma in Oviedo. So a lot of fun going on. Okay. So If you want to get in on the contest, we will take entries right up to the second to the last segment of the show. In the last segment of the show, we will determine the winner. The winner, of course, in the election is Donald Trump, and he will shortly be inaugurated to be president of the United States on his own Bible and the Bible that Lincoln used.
Outstanding.
When he was his first inauguration. Yeah. And
That his choice or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You choose.
Very good.
And you can also, they opened them and they choose the scripture passage, chapter and verse where they will put their hand.
Okay.
On it. And I forget which one Reagan put his on. Carter did the same thing. It is a great tradition. By the way, Pence will be sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Chief Justice swears in the president. And
so they always put their hand on the Bible.
Yeah.
Barack Obama didn't use...
No, he used the Bible.
He used the Bible this
time?
At least
the cover said Holy Bible.
I was going to say, maybe there was something underneath called the Quran.
Yeah, we don't know what it was actually around. But
oh, boy.
You remember they botched that.
Right. I do remember that. They had to redo it later on.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that they'll get it right this time. Donald Trump probably knows it by heart. But it will happen. They go off. Trump will be inaugurated at noon. Pence just before him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the speeches. And Trump promises to be short and sweet and philosophical. And then it'll be to a short, sweet parade and then on to the balls.
Philosophical.
That's right.
Going to be great.
Yeah, so we'll see what that means.
Claiming he wrote the speech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. And he did it.
I'll be impressed. If it's a good speech, I'll be very impressed.
And they said that he also wrote it longhand. He wrote it with pen and paper. He didn't use a computer.
Right. For the ages.
Right. That's how I still write things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
That's good.
Did you hear what he said at his leaders' conference at the Trump Hotel today?
No.
He said, "What a beautiful room that we're in. It must have been designed by a genius."
And the media hates it that he actually stayed the night at his hotel. Now, tonight he's going to be staying in the residence across the street from the White House.
Right, Blair House.
The Blair House, mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And then, of course, it's across the street. And the Obamas are going to welcome the Trumps, Melania and Donald,
mm-hmm.
for a coffee and a few words before they actually go out to the load up in the limousine and ride over to the Capitol building where there'll be the actual inauguration ceremony.
You know the best thing?
What's that?
By the end of the ceremonies on Friday, Obama will be out of the White House.
He will be out of the White House. And according to Ed Klein, he can't wait to get out of there. Isn't this beautiful?
Yeah.
This is the way God works, right? The man couldn't wait to get in there. Now you can't wait to get out. How do you like that? We can't wait either,
but hey, you know.
It's the same way America feels, right? We can't wait until
he's gone.
You know, they practically had to pull the Clintons out as they were clawing at the doors, you know, holding onto the door jams.
Well, holding on to all the stuff they were looting.
Well, yeah, they ended up grabbing tables and dishes and anything they could.
I don't think they were clawing to stay in there because their hands were too full of stuff that they were stealing.
Grab her by the cankles.
Their idea was if you can't stay in the White House, take the White House with you. Right?
Right. You know, there's one thing we can say about Trump.
What's that?
The only thing that's bigger than his fortune is his ego.
Well, that's good in this job.
It is.
And by the way, speaking of the Clintons, some good news from the Clinton Initiative today.
Unfortunately, they have closed down, Chris.
Unfortunately.
And I can't believe that people aren't continuing to give massive money to them. Can you? Does that prove the theory?
Well, there's nothing to buy anymore. Everybody knew
was quite obvious.
Yeah.
I can't believe they had the audacity to close it so quick. I'd at least try to cover it up more and maybe wait another 6 months.
You got that right, because according to their own explanations, their own protestations, their own arguments, now millions of people are going to die.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
You know,
yeah.
It's not like...
That money never went to them anyway.
In Haiti, right?
What's that?
It's not like they put all that $3.4 billion from Haiti back into Haiti, did they?
No. You know, all the foreign governments went to the online store for the Clinton Global Initiative, and for some odd reason, access to the White House was pulled.
Oh, yeah.
They could no longer buy it.
Maybe to the prison. Well, that'll come up later.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get our first couple of contest entries
in
tonight.
First time to jump right in.
He beat John tonight.
Wow.
All right, don't take a holiday. Get in on the holiday contest. The American adversaries are coming right back at you.
Big time prizes.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, at golifa.com. That's G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at golifa.com and help us impact Congress, the White House, and the nation.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Crunch time on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound delays at the Turnpike. Heavy John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe. Heavy Fairbanks to Maitland and slow 436 to Lake Mary. Westbound brake lights Lake Mary to 434. Then 408 to Michigan is heavy. So is John Young Parkway to the Turnpike. Slow beach line out to 535 and past 192. The beach line still heavy eastbound between I-4 and John Young Parkway. And we've got new crashes East Colonial at the 417 and Edgewater at Lee Road. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5. Five at AM 660 The Answer.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who
can't ask for a better song, thank you, Chris.
And he just performed out there in Washington, D.C.
It inspires you just listening.
Yeah, it gives me goosebumps every time I hear that song. Of course, Lee Greenwood, we're going to be spicing up the show with stuff like that tonight. Also, some humorous stuff, including the night before the inauguration. Twas the night before the inauguration. You're really going to enjoy that. I am sure. Dino Rentos has joined us and is now in the studio ready to be the judge of the contest here.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't not be here. I couldn't pass this up. So
pretty excited about tomorrow?
Excited? Is that the right word? I guess that would be the right word. Yeah. This is monumental.
It is.
It's historic, and it's going to definitely make a big change for everybody.
Indeed it is. Who knows? Maybe Trump will even get his own holiday.
Yep.
We'll
see what Bill thinks.
That's what Bill has in mind, because he's first up in our holiday contest tonight. Bill, thank you for calling. We appreciate that.
Gentlemen, we need a first man on the moon holiday. July 20th, 1969. It's a positive holiday. It exemplifies everything that's incredibly great about America. Our astronauts are such humble heroes. Everybody that was alive at the time remembers where they were when Neil Armstrong first put his foot on the moon.
Yep.
And I think that would, as I said, be a very positive type of a celebration.
Actually, that is
a
great idea.
First
man
on the moon.
Yeah. That's good, Bill.
I like that in particular. You know, just the other day, the last man on the moon passed away.
Yeah, I know.
Gene Cernan. Yeah.
Here's the thing about Captain Cernan. He was the last man on the moon, but he also piloted Apollo 10, which was the dry run for Apollo 11. But this will give you a little example of how get it done the right stuff we were back in that time. How long do you think it was before Apollo 10 made the dry run and Apollo 11 actually landed on the moon?
It was about two months.
Those guys were up and down and on the moon quickly, and that's the spirit of America.
Big risk takers,
celebrate and remember.
Yep. I like that. All right.
That's good, Bill.
Yeah. All right, Bill. Thank you very much.
Very good, gentlemen.
All right. Make sure we get your phone number.
Hey, you know, it's not a new holiday, but you think maybe we could treat Veterans Day with the same respect and dignity we treat Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah. Let the kids out of school.
Yeah. Close the federal offices and actually treat it like a holiday and thank a lot of veterans for what they've given us.
It used to be like that.
Yep.
John is up next. John, thank you for calling tonight. How you doing?
Gentlemen.
Howdy.
Mike, it's... Chris, and Aubrey. That's a trifecta right there, boys.
it's a losing hand.
Hey, wait a minute now. Go ahead, John.
I won't feel bad about that, John. It's okay.
I want to include you two then. That's a quad.
There you go.
That's Quinella right there.
Yeah, Dino's over here going, "Who? What am I? Chopped liver?" Right?
Well, they're dressed more stylish.
Don't they get the heart?
Okay. All right.
What I think we need, a National Snowflake Day.
Snowflake.
That's where all the Republicans, Libertarians, Independents go out. They find themselves a snowflake. We give them a hug and let them cry while we explain in common sense terms what the benefits are and why socialism and communism doesn't work. We all know tears produce salt. So if we want to cry along with them, feel free to. But salt melts snowflakes.
That's
pretty
good.
We can melt them away with a little bit of common sense.
And a lot of patience.
Yeah, that is pretty. A National Snowflake, And the universities could participate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like it, John.
That's real good, John.
Excellent.
National Snowflake. Good.
Excellent.
Wow.
Love it. All right, guys. God love you. And talk to you when I talk to you.
Great job.
Okay. Hi, John. Nice.
By the way,
bye-bye.
We're down now to 18 hours, 32 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Counting.
All right. Rick is up next. Rick, thank you for calling tonight. How you doing?
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I don't know about you, but I can't wait for Saturday to watch that Million Midol March.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
With all those little pink hats. But I called about the Clinton Initiative. You know, it's been 2 months since the election was held.
Right.
So you know what they've been doing for the last 2 months.
Taking all the money out of
it. Yeah, they're visiting the Cayman Islands.
Shredders have been going 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
To get rid of the evidence. They've been using those sledgehammers on the hard drives because they were already under investigation by the FBI for the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm sure they're destroying
And that
evidence.
Continues, too.
Now, see, they would simply call that house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But no doubt there's been a lot of that going on over there. You better believe it. And
I wonder how many of those people that were let go are going to end up in tragic accidents.
Oh, gee.
Or maybe behind bars.
Now, Rick, you're probably right. I think I get out of Washington real quick. I'll tell you that.
Maybe they'll squeal.
Washington. How about the country?
Yeah. Yeah. Dino just said maybe they'll squeal. You know, maybe they'll talk, right? All right.
Hey, dead man tell no tale.
There you go.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. Okay. So we still have an hour and a half to go here tonight for our show. We will have a contest winner before we get out of here. If you have an idea of a contest, who would it be for and why would it be so and what day would it be, even if you want to get that specific?
Like
you don't have
bonus,
to be that specific. But if it fits, it fits.
Yeah.
All right. So we got the American Adversaries go until 7. Then you got Larry Elder. And then live Inauguration Day coverage starts right here, all day coverage at 11 a.m. in the morning, okay? From Washington, D.C., Salem Network stations, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, right here in Central Florida. Bigger, badder, stronger than ever, and we will be right back.
From the dressing room to re-stretch their tights. Here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. 18 hours, 25 minutes, 18 hours, 24 minutes and 59 seconds left until Donald J. Trump replaces one Barack Hussein Obama, and he will be the 45th president, of course, of the United States of America. And can't wait for that to happen.
I want somebody to quote Gerald Ford tomorrow.
Quote Gerald Ford?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
When he, his inauguration speech, he said, "Today, our long national nightmare has ended."
That's right. He did say that, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't think Trump's going to put it exactly that way, but I do think he's going to have a hopeful message, shall we say, an inspirational message, a philosophical message, if you will.
You realize this is your last show under the Obama regime.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but it is. Indeed.
Tomorrow, a whole new world opens up.
He's not going to have anything to talk about.
You're trying to encourage him to drink, Rich.
Me not have anything to talk about. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. So that is Dino Rentos, the voice you just heard last. That chuckle was Rick Brown. Aubrey Kahn is in the studio as well. Michael McBath, the creator and curator, if you will, of these contests. And tonight's is holiday, our holiday contest. Who would you have a holiday made for and why? And on the bridge is Nick LoCicero. 407-774-8255 is the number. And I am Christopher Hart. And we are monitoring the event going on in Washington, D.C. as darkness settles in and the stage and area is brilliantly lit. And some interesting acts going on there. There's a huge crowd watching. I don't know if Steve Gushov is there. Yeah. We'll find out shortly. He'll be checking in from Washington, D.C. And we're going to be spicing up the show with a few things from the event there today. Donald's there with Melania, and they're sitting stage side watching the entertainment. And
it's great the family is there, too. Did you see his granddaughter just come up and talk? There's also grandpa sitting here.
Yeah, yeah.
Comes over and chats, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a quite diverse group of entertainers who have been entertaining tonight and today and tonight, and we're going to give you some snippets during the show. And speaking of our show, and speaking of it being the last one with Barack Obama as president, you know, when we started off, it kind of was a it was a response to the presidency of Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Lair Adams came up with the idea specifically for this show, because we had been encountering so many people who, after a year only of Barack Obama, were just, I mean, what have we
sort
done?
Sort of acting like Democrats right now.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, just what have we done to ourselves here? What can we do? I mean, and, you know, I was in the business of carpentry, and a number of people that I knew, Aubrey's over here nodding his head, they're long gone. They were out of business, you know, in the first year or two of Obama's administration, and there was no work, so they are out of business, period. Those businesses closed up, closed shop. Great tradesmen, guys who did tile, guys who did carpeting, guys who did roofing, guys who did, you name it, out of business.
Yep.
And so we started this show as a response to that, and on the first show, I have to admit, Obama sounded a little bit like me in his final press conference yesterday when he was saying, "Hey, look, we got to get out there. You don't give up. You get out there and you fight, you know, and you fight next time to win the next election, right?" And so we called the show The American Adversaries because the show was inspired by the creator and designed such that it would accommodate the adversarial spirit that human beings certainly seem to have. If you don't believe me, just look inside any household every now and then. You'll see the adversarial spirit at work. And so we, you know, it was all about inspiring people to get back in the fight. Don't give up. We have an adversarial system. We can do this. And I also went on to say that if Barack Obama was in the studio, and we teased this leading up to the very first show, that listen in to the brand new show, The American Adversaries, and hear why Chris Hart would kiss Barack Obama. And
ew,
I said,
"That's a bad tease."
if he was in on the studio that night, and I think I'd do it tonight. And I'm going to tell you why here in a second. If he was in the studio, what are you going to say?
I didn't know if that was a wet kiss or cheek kiss or
No, I described it in full detail somewhat. Right on the lips, but no tongues. Okay? What I would do is I would grab him by the shoulders and jerk him over and kiss him right on the lips because he was going to be so bad for the Democratic Party and for the liberal movement. Was I wrong?
No.
No, you were not wrong.
Let me just read you this. The real legacy Obama leaves behind is a Republican president, Republican vice president, Republican control of the Senate, Republican control of the House, Republican control of 31 state houses, a majority of Republican governors, 36 of 50. And by the way, 26 states, total state government,
yep,
hands of Republicans. And this didn't exist 6 years ago. Republican control of a majority of county governments. Republican control of a majority of city governments. This is what I was talking about. If you don't believe me, you can go to our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com and listen to that very first show.
You also forgot to add the diseases that were brought into this country that we've never had
by
before.
By the immigrants.
Well, I was speaking in political terms. You're talking health care.
You know,
I knew he was going to do bad things to the country, but I knew people wouldn't like it. And they don't. And they didn't. And the proof is in the pudding. So, in a way, we kind of owe the fella a thank you as he goes out the door. Right? Maybe a kick in the booty, too. But a big thank you, because look what he's done for the Republican Party. Do you think for 1 minute that Donald J. Trump would be president of the United States if we hadn't had Barack Obama for 8 years?
No, it's a pendulum swing, definitely. Yeah. He's the man that happens to be at the right place at the right time.
And the right person, and the right man.
Right. It's a Winston Churchill effect.
Yep. And
you know, in spite of what the media is telling us, this dramatic shift in government that you just outlined didn't happen because Barack Obama's leaving with the 60% approval rating. Right?
Exactly.
There's nobody that can believe that nonsense.
What happened in November would not have happened. Well, and I guarantee you that approval rate is going to go down as the Bradley Manning stuff sinks in. And he had, how many more did he cut loose today, Aubrey? You were telling us?
Hundreds.
Something like 300 more. He commuted the sentences of today, including one Oscar Lopez Cantera, who was a terrorist, who was, by the way, unrepentant and very defiant. And his cause was independence for Puerto Rico. And he was a bomb builder and
set off
bombs.
Hundreds of bombs in the U.S. he set off.
Yeah, hundreds.
And he's pardoned.
Right. And he's now set free.
Yep.
How about that?
Something.
Wow. So how about that for your 60% approval rating? Yeah, he's done a lot of bad things for the country, but it put the right people in the right positions. Now, the challenge is to not let up, because if we let up, they're going to do the same thing to us, right? Because we have an adversarial form of government, and they're not going to stop. I mean, right now they're in the crying, wringing their eyes, stomping their feet phase, but eventually they're going to get their wits back about them. And we have got to be ready. We cannot let up. We have been given a great gift and a great responsibility at the same time.
But we have a lot of Republicans who are going to be sitting on their laurels saying, we're one, we're in charge, and
that's happening to a certain extent already. But that's what I'm saying. We can't let up.
Well, it's up to us, the public.
Well,
to call these guys and to light a fire under them, because they're not going to do it unless we do it to them.
You know, I think there's two things we have to do going forward. One is hold the incoming administration accountable to the same way we held the outgoing administration and make sure they don't waver from what they've promised us. And two, continue to drive home, as you said, and remind everybody just how bad the outgoing administration and how corrupt they were. So when the next election comes around in 2 years, we stand in a very strong position.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's get Jacqueline on the line, and then Steve Gushov is going to be checking in live from Washington, D.C., the inauguration celebration. Jacqueline, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey there, Christopher. How are you now?
Excellent. How about yourself?
I've been doing fine. Thank you so much for all the wonderful gifts last time I won that contest.
Did you? There's one right now, Jack.
They were delicious. Thank you.
Well, did you get the life-size cutout, too? Was that part of the package?
Yes, and actually, I'm going to be giving it, I think, maybe, I'm not sure where I got the idea, if it was from you guys or who, but there's a lady who I work with whose brother-in-law is serving at the Bagram Air Base, and so we're going to get it of him so that his children can have it at their in their room.
What do you think about that idea, Dino? Is that okay?
I think it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I've had folks do stuff like that, and they actually take it around to their different events or their family reunions, and they include them in the picture. And I think
that's
brilliant.
Sweet.
Yeah,
great. I love that.
All right. Love the idea.
Yeah. Great idea. That's very kind of you to do that.
Can we put that in the passenger seat for the high velocity lanes?
We'll talk about that off air. All right. Anyway, go ahead, Jacqueline.
Yeah, so I'm not calling to enter the contest tonight because I can't, frankly, think of anything that's better than, you know, the first man on the moon thing or whatever.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
But I wanted to call because I'm going to have my own little brand of a victory celebration tomorrow.
Oh.
And so I wanted to invite anybody who wants to come with me, and here's what it is. During the campaign, before the election, there was a group of people who would stand on the over the. There's a walking bridge over I-4 in Seminole County.
Right.
It's the one that says Seminole County, yeah, or I don't know, nature something, whatever. Anyway, they held the American flag and Trump signs and things, and they were always such an encouragement to me because I'm very alone in my support for Trump. You know, my whole family is not, and you know, so it was just always an encouragement to me. And so for tomorrow, I'm going to go up there. I'm also very pro-Israel, so I'm going to be going up there with my American flag and an Israeli flag, and I'm going to be standing there just waving at all the passing cars. And if anybody would like to come and join me and hear all the motorists honking at us and being happy for us.
What time?
Great.
What time?
I'm going to be there from about 5 till 6.
Five.
I wish I could stay longer, but I have to let my dog out.
Okay, 5 to 6 tomorrow evening.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope you'll have us with you on the radio next to you there. All right. That sounds good. All right, so let me make sure we got this right. Tomorrow on the pedestrian bridge over I-4 in Seminole County,
yes,
from 5 to 6 p.m., meet with Jacqueline to show support for Trump and Israel.
Yes.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea. You might have a huge crowd up there. That'd be cool.
You may.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks.
What a great thing to do.
I tried to say hi to you during the Trump speech, but you know when we were here at the thank you tour, but you guys were too far away. I couldn't get to you.
Oh, I know. You would have had to swim across the top of the crowd. It was shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you came out. I'm glad you came out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that is a great idea. So, yeah, between 5 and 6 o'clock tomorrow, do it all day long if you want to go out there early on your own, right?
And you don't have to miss us because you have the AmericanAdversaries.com and you have the 660 app.
That's right. That's right. The WORL-FM-AM app. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Steve Gushoff is going to fill us in on the details live from the streets of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I'm looking forward to that. I hope you are as well. 18 hours, 11 minutes, and 39 seconds to go now till inauguration.
He got in there. He was actually able to make it into D.C.
He got tickets. Compliments of Congressman Webster and Cindy Brown over at his office.
Very nice.
All right. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound is a solid red line starting at John Young Parkway, clear up to 436. 436 to Lake Mary will be slow and slow at the bridge. Westbound, brake lights from Lake Mary to 434. Heavy traffic Fairbanks to Michigan. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike. Beach line to 535 slow and heavy past 192. 408 delays eastbound, Pine Hills over to I-4. Westbound on your westbound brake lights, South Orange Blossom Trail to John Young Parkway and a little bit at Hiawassee. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. Answer.
I'm solid and I'm steady and I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. People, I don't want to die for you, but if dying, that's to me. I'll bear that cross with honor. Freedom don't come free.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. You are hearing Toby Keith as he sings right now in Washington, D.C. This is coming to you live from the inauguration ceremony. Give us a few more seconds of it, would you there, Nick, please? This is what's That's going great. On in Washington, D.C. I need to get whoever does his beard to do my hair.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, on this special Inauguration Eve edition of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Not only are we coming to you live from Washington, D.C. with Toby Keith as he sings, the president-elect is there with Melania and his family, and he's rocking back and forth with the music. We now also have on the line with us, live in Washington, D.C., the man who was here the night when we were calling the election. Remember the fun, guys?
That was a blast.
It was. Steve Gushov, how you doing, Gooch?
Hey there, Chris. How are you? I like Toby Keith's beard. I think I might grow mine that same way.
Yeah, are you at the concert?
No, I'm not. It's like that was a ticketed event, too. But I wanted the main event. I wanted tickets for tomorrow, so I put my name in for the inauguration. I'm actually in my hotel room right now. I had some other things to take care of this afternoon, but I have Fox News on, so I see Toby with his beard.
So was it easy getting in the city and getting settled down?
It was not bad today at all. Today has been a very fun day so far. I flew out of Orlando this morning on Southwest, and it was amazing. It was a deplorables flight. Basically, every single person on the Southwest flight today was coming up for the inauguration. You had tons of people in Trump T-shirts and Trump baseball caps and Make America Great Again baseball caps. And you would have thought that Trump had chartered a plane, basically. Everyone was coming up for the inauguration. I met different people from Orlando. I met a woman from Tampa who worked in his Tampa office. There were people from Texas and Kentucky who were flying up as well. It was like a big party on the plane because everyone was coming up for this event. And I hopped in a cab, went over to the Capitol, went over to Daniel Webster's office, and I had a wonderful time there. And once again, I want to thank very, very much two people. Number one, our friend Cindy Brown, who listens to the show. Cindy, if you're listening right now, thank you very, very much. Also, there's another wonderful young woman in Daniel Webster's office here in Washington, Laura Murtha. She's one of his staff assistants. So I dealt with Laura here in Washington and Cindy back in Orlando, and they both did a wonderful job. Laura may have friends or family listening to the show right now as well in Orlando, so thank you as well. And so I got my tickets right from Webster's office. It was very interesting. There were hundreds and hundreds of people lined up outside of the Longworth House office building. That's the House office building where all of the members of the House of Representatives have their offices. Hundreds of people in line waiting to go in, go through security. So I'm, in the line. I get over there from the airport. I'm in the line, and all of a sudden, this guy in a suit calls out, "Hey, anybody in this line from Florida?" I looked at him, I said, yeah, I am. And I thought maybe he had tickets for Florida people or something. And he comes over, and then a guy with a camera comes over as well. He says, I'm so-and-so, I don't even remember his name, from Channel 6. I said, what city? He said, Orlando. I said, well, I'm from Maitland. And so he was excited. He hadn't found any Orlando people yet. So I went up doing a TV interview for Channel 6 in Orlando while I was waiting in line to go see Daniel Webster. And so that was pretty funny. So I got in, went up to his office, had a wonderful conversation with Laura, told her about how Legal Immigrants for America would be happy to partner with Congressman Webster on any sort of immigration legislation. So we're definitely going to follow up and keep in contact with his office on that as well. And then got in a cab again and made my way over to the hotel. It's very interesting, Chris, because right now the city is, it's very celebratory here. You would never know, you know, it's as if everyone in the city right now has never watched CNN or MSNBC. Everyone is happy and joyous. I have not seen a single protester yet, not even one. Now, they're probably all hiding out waiting for tomorrow. Who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? But as of right now, there hasn't been a single protester. It's just all happy Trump supporters, all deplorables here in Washington right now.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And when you were at the House, at the Capitol building, did you check out the stage and everything?
I did, yeah, because then when I got back in the taxi, it's weird. It's like a lot of streets are blocked off, but basically starting right now at 6 o'clock, that's when they're really putting the hammer down in Washington, where a lot of streets are open only until 6 o'clock tonight. Then they're going to start to close everything. The gates open tomorrow at 6 a.m., wow. And then the ceremony starts at 11:30, and, you know, Pence is getting inaugurated first, then Trump at noontime, but the gates open at 6 a.m. You know, it's just like a Trump event. It's like the thank you tour event we went to where you have to go through security. There are tons of things on the prohibited list, even more than usual. You can't even bring in backpacks or umbrellas or anything. It's supposed to rain tomorrow possibly, but you can't bring umbrellas. But they're getting ready to kind of shut the city down all around the Capitol.
Steve, how close are you to the performance tonight, your hotel?
Oh, I'm a little bit away. I'm over in DuPont Circle, which is about 3 miles away. So it's not like I hear Toby outside my room or anything like that. He's over the Lincoln Memorial. DuPont Circle is in Northwest Washington. It's kind of near, if you've ever been to the zoo or been to any of the, what they call Embassy Row.
Right.
It's in that part of the city. It's a nice part of the city. And so it's a nice Hilton hotel. And like I say, even in the hotel, everyone in the hotel is here for Trump. Like I say, it's like it's a happy place right now.
Now, what day are you leaving? The next day
or pro-Trump?
The Saturday? Are you going to be there for when the protesters come? The women's parade?
I'm leaving Saturday, and so I don't know exactly what time they're going to do their shenanigans on Saturday.
We thought you'd be out there with the women's parade. You
know? What's that?
We thought you'd be joining the women, you know what I mean, when the parade.
Dana, I was going to say that the only reason why
I didn't get a ticket for that one, Mike.
Hold on.
The only reason why you see the Trump supporters is because the protesters can't afford the hotels. You know, they've got to sleep in their cars.
Sorry, that is a very good
point. That is.
Well, Mike, you would probably appreciate this more than anything. This is like going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
I mean, it would
be. We made our reservation.
And everybody's pumped up, which makes it fun.
What's
exactly,
that, Steve?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even on the streets, it's like Trump is already pumping up the D.C. big time. Because even though I didn't see any protesters, I saw people with tables full of Trump souvenirs, you know, for sale, just like no different than any of the Trump events in Orlando. Hats, T-shirts, keychains, hoodies, you know, you name it.
Make
everybody,
sure
all up and down the streets of Washington.
Make sure you get the real Trump stuff. Make sure you get the Trump shop stuff, right?
Yeah, they have right in the hotel. They actually have a Trump gift shop with all Trump inauguration stuff. I popped my head in there earlier this afternoon. And so even right here at the hotel,
all right.
You know, hey, money talks. And so it's like Trump is already pumping up the economy big time.
Okay. All right. We're coming up on a break. Steve will stay with us a few minutes on the other side. He, of course, is the director of Legal Immigrants for America. Their website is golifa.com, golifa.com. They sit in also with Aubrey and I for an hour on Sunday nights. And Steve, of course, was here on election night coverage, too, feeding us the raw numbers from the states around the country, which made it possible for us to be ahead of the game.
He's had two great experiences with us.
Indeed.
You know? Wow.
Indeed. More to come.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can find that show and all the other ones that we've done, and this one, too, after tonight, at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can become a member of the American Adversaries Army and literally become a part of what we do around here. All right. What we got to do around here right now, though, is take a break. 18 hours, 30 seconds to go until inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can't wait.
Just a few minutes to go until we'll be back. Back with
Help
the second
me.
Hour of the show. Please be with us.
This is Studio FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL Altamont Springs, Orlando.
Hours, 53 minutes, 14 seconds till liftoff of the Trump presidency, 45th president of the United States of America. Welcome back to the American Adversaries.
Is that your best imitation of Larry Elder?
S-A-G-E. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. I am Christopher, the philosopher, political mad scientist, Hart. In the studio with me is, that would be Aubrey Kahn, co-host with me on Sunday nights, host of the Talk to the Experts show Saturdays 1 to 3 on these same stations. That, of course, would be FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. In the studio with us is Rick Brown, recovering politician. And we got Dino Rentos from Dino Rentos Studios.
Yes, ready to make anything you need of a corporate or personal use.
That's right. If you're throwing a party, these are the people you want to have decorate that thing and get your party supplies.
Could you get some Trumps done today for people for tomorrow?
Actually, we did make a couple of Trumps, but it wasn't a huge surge, but there was definitely some requests.
All right. And that, of course, is Michael McBath. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Steve Gushoff of Legal Immigrants for America is coming to us live from Washington, D.C. We'll get back to him in just a minute. We do have a contest going on. We don't have many entries in it right now.
Yeah, your chances of winning pretty good.
Yeah, except we got a real good one in there already.
Yeah, that first one's going to be tough to beat.
If you have a holiday for a politician or a celebrity or whoever, okay, wait a minute. Trump is speaking. Let's go to Donald Trump right now from Washington, D.C.
Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you, Tom. I'd like to congratulate our incredible entertainers tonight, Toby and Lee Greenwood, and all of the great talent. It was really very special. I also have to thank our incredible military talent right here. Thank you. Stand up, please. You guys were great. Thank you very much. Thank you. So this journey began 18 months ago. I had something to do with it, but you had much more to do with it than I did. I'm the messenger. I'm just the messenger. And we were tired, and I love you. Believe me, I love you. We all got tired of seeing what was happening. And we wanted change, but we wanted real change. And I look so forward to tomorrow. We're going to see something that is going to be so amazing. So many people have poured into Washington, D.C. This started out tonight being a small little concert. And then we had the idea, maybe we'll do it in front of the Lincoln Memorial. I don't know if it's ever been done before, but if it has, very seldom. And the people came by the thousands and thousands, and here we are tonight, all the way back. All the way back. So it's a movement that began It's a movement that started, and it's a movement like we've never seen anywhere in the world, they say. There's never been a movement like this. And it's something very, very special. And we're going to unify our country. And our phrase, you all know it, you half of you are wearing the hat, make America great again. But we're going to make America great for all of our people, everybody. Everybody throughout our country. That includes the inner cities. That includes everybody. And we're going to do a special job. And I can only tell you that 18 months ago, we never knew. A lot of people didn't know. Some people had a feeling. A lot of people didn't give us much of a chance. But we understood what was happening. And that last month of the campaign, when I traveled around to every place that you can imagine, state after state after state, speech after speech, and we had 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people. There was never an empty seat, just like tonight. We didn't know if anybody would even come tonight. This hasn't been done before. And you look. It was the same way. And we all knew that last month of the campaign. I think a lot of us knew the first week of the campaign. But that last month of the campaign, we knew that something special was happening. And I can only tell you this. The polls started going up, up, up. But they didn't want to give us credit. Because they forgot about a lot of us. On the campaign, I called it the forgotten man and the forgotten woman. Well, you're not forgotten anymore, that I can tell you. Not forgotten anymore. So I want to thank my great family, my incredible wife, Melania. They've been so supportive. And it wasn't easy for them, but they have been so supportive. I want to thank you most importantly, and I promise you that I will work so hard. We're going to get it turned around. We're going to bring our jobs back. We're not going to let other countries take our jobs any longer. We're going to build up our great military. We're going to build it up. We're going to strengthen our borders. We're going to do things that haven't been done for our country for many, many decades. It's going to change. I promise you, it's going to change. So I'll see you tomorrow. And I don't care, frankly, if it's going to be beautiful or if it's going to rain like crazy. Makes no difference to me. I have a feeling it's going to be beautiful.
This is Donald Trump live.
I will see you tomorrow, and I'm going to be cheering you on. You're going to cheer me on, but I'm going to be cheering you on because what we've done is so special. All over the world, they're talking about it. All over the world. And I love you folks, and we're going to work together, and we are going to make America great again. And I'll add, greater than ever before. Thank you very much, and enjoy the fireworks. Thank you, everybody.
All right, that was Donald Trump. Just now wrapped up those remarks live from Washington, D.C. This is what I like about live radio. You never know what you're going to get, right? All right, let's go back to Steve Gushov, who is in Washington, D.C. He's not at the concert. But, Steve, are you still there? Steve Gushov. Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and take the break. We're going to take a break. We're due for one anyway. If you have a contest entry, a holiday contest entry, what would that holiday be? Who would it be for and why? You still have a couple of segments to go, but you got to get it done.
I know. You got a big chance to win this one.
All right. 407-774-8255 is the number, and we will come back. This is Inauguration Eve coverage live right here. The American Adversaries. Please stay with us.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rentos Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. At Dino Rentos Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S. Dino Rentos Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rentos Studios, that's where they make just about anything, and if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
The fireworks show is going on in Washington, D.C. right now. You're hearing the coverage live on the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time show. Steve Gushov has joined us, rejoined us. Real quick before we go to him, Texas A&M has done a study, and it calls President Obama the fifth best president in America. Good research by a good fine institution, you might think. From a total of 44 presidents, Obama is rated as the fifth best. Let me give you the ratings. These are the details according to Texas A&M. Reagan and Lincoln tied for first. I would actually put Washington in there, but okay, we'll go with that. So Reagan and Lincoln tied for first. 23 presidents tied for second.
Oh.
17 others tied for third. Jimmy Carter came in fourth, and Obama came in last.
Is that, I mean, that is actually a true statement.
No, that's an old joke.
It might be.
That's an old joke.
It is Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, come on, the Aggies. You know, that's pretty funny.
And in the next segment of the show, we're going to read for you, "'Twas the Night Before the Inauguration." You're going to want to stick around for that. Mm. All right, Steve Gushov is back on the line. Steve, thanks for sticking with us. I take it you heard Trump's remarks as we were holding there.
I did, yeah. And I just wanted to make one comment about that Texas A&M study.
Yeah.
Before you read the punchline, the numbers, I was thinking in my mind, Texas A&M? If they rank Obama as the fifth best president, then Johnny Manziel wasn't the only booze hound at Texas A&M.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, Steve.
All right. What's your schedule going to be tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we're going to be going bright and early to the inauguration. Now, our friend Juan Torres, Dr. Juan Torres, who's on the show a lot, he's flying up from Orlando in a couple hours. He has like an 8 o'clock flight, so I'm going to be meeting him here at the hotel later on tonight. And so then we will go to the inauguration tomorrow. We're trying to arrange a meeting also with some of our friends at the Heritage Foundation as well. They're friends of Legal Immigrants for America. So we're trying to arrange to meet with them either tomorrow or a Saturday. And so we'll go directly from the hotel over to the inauguration. And the way it works is, you know, we have these VIP tickets here, and you have to go through the security. And they're saying to arrive early because you've got probably, you know, close to a million people who will be at the inauguration. I think I read somewhere we're about 250,000 VIP tickets were distributed. That's a lot of people, and they have different checkpoints where you go. So we have to go checkpoint to go through security. Yeah. It'll take a while.
And then,
and so we'll be at the inauguration, and then we'll probably, you know, watch part of the parade as well, and maybe doing some other media, maybe meeting with Heritage Foundation.
All right.
It's going to be kind of a long, slow process because, as I say, starting now, they're already beginning to shut down lots of streets all around the Capitol. And so we don't, you know, we'll hop in a taxi, Juan and I, tomorrow. We'll just get as close as we can to where we need to go through security. And, you know, we'll, I don't know if we'll have to walk.
Yeah. I was going to say,
metro part of the way, or
put on your hiking shoes
or what, but you know, it'll kind of be determined tomorrow.
Okay.
But it'll be a full day with the inauguration and the parade, and should be a lot of fun. I want to make two points just quickly about what Trump said, or really just even about around all the pageantry that we're seeing. Number one, something that I love right now is when you see Trump go up to any member of the military and give a nice, crisp, sharp salute to them. And you can see the look of joy and respect in their eyes when they are saluting him back. I have not seen that look in any member of the military in the past 8 years. They know they have somebody in the White House now who respects the military, who's going to build them back up again. And I think you can see that in the eyes of all the military that are there celebrating with him. The second point I want to make is about Melania. On behalf of Legal Immigrants for America, we are overjoyed that a legal immigrant is the First Lady of the United States, and she will serve this nation very, very well.
All right. Very well put, Steve, and we look forward to your report tomorrow, same time, same place, same bat channel, live from Washington, D.C., the inauguration ceremony. Enjoy, and take lots of pictures.
Thank you, sir. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right. Appreciate it. Once again, that's Steve Gushoff.
Bye-bye.
As Steve was talking, the fireworks show was wrapping up, and the Trump family, the whole family, was standing in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic photograph.
Unbelievable. It was such a sight. I'm so emotional about it.
It is. This is shaping up to be a great event. And by the way, Ronald Reagan had someone show him how to salute so that he would get it right. Maybe Trump did the same thing. Or, of course, he was in a military academy as a boy, so
right.
He knows how
right.
to salute.
For sure.
But that, it and McKnight, Colonel Dan McKnight has talked about this on our show, how this is going to be a whole new world for the military. They finally have a commander-in-chief who respects them and what they do.
I know. You have a great leader that's going to up your game, too. I guarantee that the morale, you know, the training, everything is just going to take one step upwards with this guy.
Yeah, and the fact is that the things that could happen are just so overwhelming, how the wonderful things that could happen. I just don't want to fall into the trap of the Obama getting the award before he did anything.
Yeah. Right.
But he's done more.
He'll get the Freedom Award.
As president-elect.
What we have right now.
That the proof's in the pudding.
What we have right now, and it's a big thing and it's an important thing, is we have a chance. We have an opportunity. But we have to make it happen. It's like we have a flower that's not yet budded out and bloomed. We have to give it the nourishment and the care and the attention that it needs in order to be able to do that. We've got a bud, but we got to get it to bloom, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, let's go to Don. He's got a contest entry, and then we've got some interesting news that we want to hit before we get out of here tonight, too. Don, thank you for calling. You are up next in our holiday contest.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. How about yourself?
Well, I can't complain. Nobody listens anyway. Hey, I got a good one for you.
All right.
How about All Liberals Day holiday?
All Liberals Day.
That would be a good one, Don.
Okay? And everybody that's a self-proclaimed liberal will wear a badge saying, I am a liberal, and they have to work an extra 2 days that particular designated day where all conservatives
It's a holiday. They don't have to work.
But, Don, liberals don't work anyway.
Well, that's my point.
They're already off, right?
That's right. They're all playing golf with Mike.
Hey, Don, I take that personally.
Those are the only people he can beat.
Like, come on, W. That's funny.
All right. That's real good. Excellent very entry, good. Don. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Good.
All right, appreciate you being out there. Okay. All right, a couple of quick news bits. Loretta Lynch, as one of her last acts, has signed an order which orders the NSA, National Security Association. They're the ones who collect all our data on everybody, everything. They even know your underwear size and what kind you wear. Look at Aubrey over there going, oh, no. And they are now going to be encouraged to share that with foreign intelligence agencies. And also, the inauguration ceremony itself has come in. Did somebody tell me it's come in under budget?
Well, they were talking about now a $20 million savings or something like this, which was a phenomenal.
It was 20%. Yeah.
Pretty good.
20% savings on the inauguration celebration ceremony.
Well, his exact words were, we came in, in schedule and under budget, and 20% will go back to the United States Treasury.
And this is what we could do all throughout the government. Don't you think, Rick? You were
absolutely
in local government, but,
well,
right? It's all bloated, right?
If they would just go back and do a zero-based budget on everything they do, the amount of money that would go back into the national fund would be huge.
How many balls did Barack Obama have?
Oh, God.
Him or Michelle.
Eight or something?
Oh. Yeah, a bunch. It was eight or nine.
No, it was
yeah.
more like 13.
That's what I'm saying. It was nuts. And Trump says, hey, what do we need this for? And he's right.
Of course. Yep.
Three's enough.
It took me a second
had
to get
think
that question.
Of it.
No,
everybody right. Everybody tilted their head. They looked
right
at mine.
As I what? Said that, I went, oh, boy.
It's
that's
right.
a good
right.
one.
The difference is that those balls are sponsored. They don't come out of the federal budget.
Yeah, but the whole point is Trump is focusing
right.
three balls.
Let's get stuff done.
Right. Exactly. He wants to get down.
He wants to get down to business and get the ball rolling.
Exactly.
Oh, that's true.
17 hours, 33. 3 minutes to go, 32 minutes, 59 seconds to go until inauguration at high noon tomorrow. And then there was this, the CNN, the fake news organization, they are up to it again. Now, however, there is, I hate to say it, some merit to the issue, but not when and how they're presenting the question, if you will.
Well,
Aubrey.
Well, the Criminal News Network is really... They're putting out an appeal. That's what it comes across as because they are saying, and let me find out exactly, let me quote exactly what was said by Wolf Blitzer.
This was on Wolf Blitzer's show. Right. What they are doing is they're considering certain things.
Yes, but it's also putting thoughts in people's minds.
And what would that thought be?
What if an incoming president and his immediate successors were wiped out on day one?
And actually what they're asking, they're posing, and it is a constitutional legal question, if you will, what would happen if something happened to Trump before he actually took the oath of office?
Now, would you consider that good taste, Chris?
No.
Not at all.
Especially not at this time. But, they did the same thing. They had the movie and the book about assassinating George W. Bush. Same nonsense, same BS. But guess what? We don't have to take it anymore. And we're not going to take it anymore. And by the way, they wanted to go to one of the balls, which has become known as the Deplora Ball.
That's right.
And evidently, their invitation, got lost in the mail? Was that it? Aubrey, pull that microphone up there.
No, it did not get lost in the mail. Did not get lost in the female. It didn't get lost at all. It was...
Denied.
Down.
The request to be at the Deplora Ball was denied. And as we reported yesterday, the White House press room will stay in the White House, but it is now going to be invitation only for the press conferences.
Well, CNN will be invited to the outhouse.
All right. All right. Ed and Joe will be our next contestants. We'll get them after the break. Guys, hold on the line. We got a hard break coming up. When we come back, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to the inauguration festivities, and we're going to read you 'Twas the Night Before the Inauguration. I think you're going to like it.
That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome. Hey,
who wrote it, Chris?
What's that?
I was thinking of putting in something for this holiday, and watching this on TV, it's making me think. I don't know if I should call it the Second Revolution Day or American, what do they call that when they, the spring, American Spring Day.
Ah, Rejuvenation Day. All right, stick around. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries live.
FM.com.
Hey, y'all. This is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660. The answer, these guys pile drive liberal baloney.
And we're back. And we have some what might be sad news for some of you out there that this this will be the last half hour of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
Until?
While Barack Obama's president. Tomorrow we have the first American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show while Trump's president.
Yeah!
Woo!
I'm the DC.
Tough guy!
You sound a little bit happy about this.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Just a wee little tiny.
One of those 4,200 cigarettes that are in circulation.
And you know what?
Energy drink.
You know what, Mike? It just proves he's been having more than his fair share because he's got the munchies going out for dinner.
I noticed that. Thank you, Aubrey, for that observation.
All right, that is Aubrey Kahn. Mm. And we also have in the studio Rick Brown. We got Michael McBath. We got Dino Rentos, Dino Rentos Studios.
That's right. And don't forget, Valentine's coming up. So if you need something custom made for that special someone, you definitely want to give us a call. A giant heart.
That's
what
I'm saying.
How
about a life size cutout of a heart, right?
Well, cutout. We do, you know, we do giant foam hearts, and we've made sculptures and all sorts of good stuff.
All your decorations you need, all your party supplies you need, you can get them at Dino Rentos Studios.
And then you take out for dinner. Where?
Dino Rento Studios. No, we're going to Tijuana Flats. We're going there.
Rick didn't know that.
That must have been some pretty good stuff. They had those 4,200 cigarettes. No, it was.
Those brownies are murder, aren't they?
Hey, it was your kid, but never mind. No, just kidding. Well, it was. We're going to Cafe Positano. Oh,
and all I got was coffee over here.
Yes, we're a little bit giddy tonight because there's only 17 hours, 24 minutes now to go until inauguration of the 45th President, Donald J. Trump. All right, we're doing our holiday contest. Let's get a couple of contestants in. That would be Ed. Thank you for calling and holding during the break. We appreciate that so very much, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you guys are going to have a good dinner. So whoever read that thing with Obama being the fifth best president just gave me a gift because I just barfed all over myself.
He felt like we all did. You know?
It had its intended effect, I see. Oh. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I've been talking to people, my customers, and just general people in life, you know, and it's kind of funny. The Trump people, we took it in a decent way, you know, when Obama got elected. We didn't act up the way you see what's going on. You know, when you sit and chat with people, you really wonder, what's wrong with these people? So, you know, but we look back that we don't teach civics anymore. So my holiday is this. It's Eagle Baton Day on January 20th. So we don't ever lose fact that no matter who wins, we turn this over and we expect freedom to continue on that day and for that administration and give them a chance to do what they got elected to do.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because this is such a rare event in human history on this planet. Do you know over in Gambia? Tell them where Gambia is, Aubrey. You know where Gambia is, don't you?
It's right next door to my house in Kissimmee.
Okay. Actually, Gambia is an African nation.
It just seems like Kissimmee sometimes.
It does, yes. They just inaugurated a new president, okay? But guess what? The old president didn't want to leave. So the military is having to come in and basically have a military coup to get the new president to be able to take office.
Hey, what's changed? Our president, who's about to be evicted, doesn't want to leave either.
Well, but the point is he will. And it does happen here in the United States where it doesn't happen in the rest of the world. Great entry, Ed. We appreciate you being out there. Thank you so much. Joe is up next. Joe, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
Excellent. And you?
Appreciate all you do. You're having a great time tonight, and so am I listening.
Excellent. Excellent. That's the whole idea.
That's it. Hey, look, I think that we should remember this holiday should be the day after the election. And let's remember those great Republicans like Carly Fiorina, Jeb Bush, Kasich. And let's have a National Oathbreaker Day so that every Republican could call them up and remind them of how they didn't stick by us.
Oathbreaker Day.
Whoa, Ed.
I like that. Whoa. That's Joe. Yeah, thank you, Joe. I like that
That's
one.
That's a good one.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Tonight.
Thank you. And thank you for the compliments. We appreciate that as well. We work hard to do just what you said we're doing. All right. Paul is up next. Paul, thank you for calling. Paul, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right. Thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it. What would your holiday be?
I got two of them. National Dental.
National what? I'm sorry?
National Dental Care Day.
Dental care.
Okay.
All right.
Barack Obama would be the spokesman because with him as president, it's been like pulling teeth for the last 8 years.
Yeah, I was going to say kicking the teeth.
Yeah, really. Got it. Okay. And, the other one would be?
National Refrigerator Day.
Refrige, okay.
And Michelle Obama could have that one because, I'm not saying she's cold-hearted, but a lot of people say when she opens her mouth, A little light comes on.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much.
He's on target.
He is indeed. Make sure we got your phone number. All right. Let's get another one in real quick. That would be Angie. Angie, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Excellent.
My holiday would be January 20th, 2017, End of Tyranny as We Know It Day.
End of Tyranny as We Know It Day. All right,
Angie. You know how Angie feels.
Yeah.
End of Tyranny. Right on the money.
And that would be 1/20, Inauguration Day. Love it.
Yes.
Great stuff. All right. Thanks, Angie. Make sure we got your phone number.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We got some great entries going. And...
But you can see emotionally how these people feel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think the greatest thing is that, you know, accountability and responsibility are two things that Democrats hate.
That's right.
And that's what Trump's bringing to the play.
All right. We got about 10 more minutes to get in some contest entries. So while we get a few more on the line, I just want to read for you this little poem here, set to, of course, the famous poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." This is called "'Twas the Night Before Inauguration." All right. Sit back and enjoy. "'Twas the night before inauguration, and up in the tower, the Donald reflected on his newfound power. The conservative masses had come out in force and delivered a victory that would chart a new course. The snowflakes were shell-shocked with tears in their eyes. The media lied to them. What a surprise! They had been promised a Hillary win, but the criminal Clinton took one on the chin. And though from all corners celebrations flew, they made no impression, for they hadn't a clue. They talked about climate, racism, and such, and they made up good stories, but didn't know much. The fake news and ignorance came at a cost, and they can't understand all the reasons they lost. They blame it on Comey and Bernie and Vlad, but fail to acknowledge the one that was bad. Yes, Hillary, in many ways flawed, was her own biggest hurdle toward getting the nod. The campaign exposed her corruptness and greed, and her speeches were punchless as $10 weed. We all been there, haven't we, Mike? So out in the streets, there rose such a clatter. It was Soros paid protesters and Black Lives Matter. With cities to pillage and windows to smash, they knew not the issues but needed the cash. 8 years of Obama had given them cause to expect a replacement of their Santa Claus. But soon the protesters will feel the pain when the wheels fall off that old gravy train. And now all the snowflakes are riddled with fear, upset and offended by things that they'll hear. The cocoa and crayons will help for a while, but fact-based opinions will soon cramp their style.
I originally supported and voted for Cruz. In the end, I would vote for whoever they choose. He wasn't my first choice, but soon I would cede. The one they call Trump is the one we need. I saw him on TV in front of a crowd. He spoke about veterans. It made me feel proud. He spoke about energy, safety, and jobs, taking the country back from the Washington slobs. He was dressed in Armani, all tailored and neat, and the Brunos he wore made the outfit complete. For a man of his vintage, he seemed rather fit and looked presidential, I have to admit. His eyes glowed like embers, his smile was the best, and his hair was the color of my old hunting vest. His love for the country was on full display, and his actions spoke louder than his words could say. He thanked all his voters, and before he was gone, saved thousands of jobs while Obama looked on. The fate of this country left nothing to chance, so he filled out his cabinet weeks in advance. The men he had chosen were of the same mind. Let's set the bar high and not lead from behind. He picked up his phone and he rose from his seat. With a flick of his finger, he sent out this tweet. Now Mattis, now Kelly, now Sessions and Pruitt. On Perry, on Flynn. You're the ones who can do it. Start lifting restrictions and building the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. The roar of his audience rose from the stands. He kissed all their babies and shook all their hands. He answered their questions and calmed their tears. They knew it would be a fantastic for 8 years. Then he jumped in his limo and off to his jet, a fellow that liberals won't soon forget. He sent one more tweet as the evening expired. Happy inauguration to all. And Obama, you're fired! All right.
That was the best part of the poem. We could have gotten there quicker.
Twas the night before inauguration. All right. Let's get back to the contest lines. Mike is up next. Mike, thank you. All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, you are up next. Thank you for calling. How you doing?
Doing well, guys.
All right, your entry, please.
Yes. My holiday will be on April 20th,
okay.
420, where the potheads all celebrate.
Okay.
But I want to call it Liberal Logic Day.
Liberal Logic Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they're all high.
All right. Sounds good. Liberal Logic Day on 420, which is the tea time,
yeah,
or the toke time, I guess it is. All right, let's. We got Bosco up next. Bosco, are you with us?
I am, in fact, here. Thank you very much. Listen, I have a contest or entry. It shall be a holiday called, it shall be the Eraser Holiday, the National Eraser Car Holiday, to eliminate an error.
Eliminate an error.
That's
okay,
good. Yeah, eliminate an error.
Yeah, eliminate an error.
That was good, Bosco.
An 8-year-old error at that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks, Bosco. We appreciate you being there. Thanks for listening to the show.
That could apply to Hillary's.
You know, I always love as a holiday, you ever hear of the May the 4th be with you?
Yes.
From the
yes.
Style. And they should make that a national holiday. May the 4th be with you.
Nick is in there. He's on
May
the phone.
May the 4th.
Yeah. Yes, Star Wars
Nick
Day.
Nick pulls that on us.
I know. Don't bring that stuff up around Nick.
That's right. If you want to get in on a contest, you got to call right now. We got a couple of contest lines open. He's getting another entry or two lined up. But if you want to get in on the contest, you are playing for a life-size cutout. Compliments of Dino and Janice Rentos, and those are great cutouts, and we do have the Trump one right here in the studio with us that they made for us, and that's $125 value.
$125,
yeah,
basically it covers the manufacturing, the shipping,
yeah,
and the communication to anybody in the office. We'll help you through the whole process. It's It's an awesome item, and you can turn it into any loved one or any type of pet or anything you want.
Put it in front of your picture window.
And of course, you can do like Jacqueline suggested, yeah. And people are having cutouts made of loved ones who are serving in the military overseas, or this could be anybody, maybe somebody away at college. I mean, it's a great gift idea. Also, you'll get a $20 gift certificate to Tijuana Flats. To Cafe Positano, where we'll be here. Just
he's up in the ante on him.
I see how you work that.
I'd like you to counsel with me.
Sorry about that, Rick.
Yeah, you win twice. You'll get
$20 gift card to Cafe Positano's, $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Both great values and great food.
Hey, Dino, how many cutouts do they get?
A half of one.
And don't forget, starting a week from Saturday, at the Tijuana Flats at Tuscarawas Road and Aloma Avenue in Oviedo, trivia contest.
Trivia contest from 8 to 9:30.
And great prizes and discounts and with Curtis Earth.
Yep, he has a great following. It should be a good time.
All right. You don't be surprised. You see Nostradamus there with his team.
Well, you better come with his A game.
All right. And then every Wednesday during the Magic season, basketball season, will be Magic Wednesday at Tijuana Flats.
That's right. Wear your Magic gear and get a free taco.
That's right.
Check out the Magic letters in front of the auditorium there. Those we made.
Look
we made
you.
Those for the Magic.
Dino,
thank
jump
you.
Right in on your action,
those are
right
awesome.
I see that.
Yeah, you pose in it. You're the I in Magic, so you get in between the letters there. But, yeah, those are officially made by Dino Rento Studios. We do all the corporations around here. Yeah,
they can do decorations for your party, for your child's party. They can do decorations for the Magic party, right? They do it all.
And your inauguration party.
That's right. They had snow people up there, snowmen, on the lawn of the White House the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, and the best part, those snowmen, if you saw them in the paper, those were made by Dino Rento Studios for the White House, and basically they had them poking around and keeping an eye on Obama. We were making sure that he was doing the right thing.
we got all kind of resources, but we're out of time in this segment. When we come back, we will determine tonight's winner of our holiday contest. Inauguration Day coming up, and Donald Trump's got 17 hours and 9.5 minutes to go.
Freedom.
And then we are going to get out of jail, right? That's right, folks. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Don't forget Larry Elder coming up at 7 o'clock and live Inauguration Day coverage right here on these same stations starting tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Be here with us.
From Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $319 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise from $399 per person? Sandals and Beaches are offering savings up to 65% off. America Waterways has river cruises, onboard credits on special sailing dates. Fathom Cruises, Dominican Republic 2016 cruises from $499 inside cabins and balconies starting at $699 per person. Or how about a cruise to Cuba starting at $799 for a 7-night for Florida residents? Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, at golifa.com. That's golifa.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at golifa.com and help us impact Congress, the White House, and the nation.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
for spacious skies, for amber waves.
All right, this is Sam Moore from today's inauguration concert. It's wrapped up now, and Donald Trump and his family are going to have a candlelight dinner with supporters at the station, the Grand Station up there. I've not been to Washington, D.C. I'm not familiar with the
Union train. Station.
Union Station. There you go. Thank you. Okay, that is Rick Brown. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath, Dino Rentos, Aubrey Kahn, Nick LoCicero, and Janice, if she has a vote in there. We're going to decide who's the winner of our contest tonight. Before we do that, though, one of our contest entries, Jacqueline, earlier said tomorrow she's going to be on the pedestrian bridge over I-4 up there in Seminole County. And she's going to be up there to celebrate the Trump victory, the Trump inauguration.
Honest to God, that is great.
And show support for Israel. If you'd like to join her between 5 and 6, please do so. Of course, you can go up there and do the same thing any time of the day or night. And it'd be a great thing if there were a bunch of people up there.
I just hope at 12 o'clock, everybody cheers.
Oh, yeah.
All across the nation. You know, if you're playing tennis, you're out doing golf, whatever you're doing. At that moment,
cheer
for America.
I'm setting off fireworks.
Yeah, there you go.
In addition to the great prize package we're giving out tonight, we've given our listeners another great present.
What's that?
In the short time they've listened to our program tonight, we've given them 2 less hours of the Obama regime.
That's right. I think at noon tomorrow night, I'm just going to lean on my car horn, you know, right?
Or, you know what? If I'm in my car, I will.
Yeah,
I think there's nothing wrong with that. Boy, everybody blast away.
Get all the panic alarm remotes right for the cars.
That'll be great.
Okay.
Why not go and celebrate at the Democrat Party headquarters in your district?
Because they're having pity parties at that point.
Indeed they are. We need to choose a winner. Nick LoCicero, do you have a favorite tonight?
I'm always first.
That's easy in a way, right?
I am going to go with Bill. I'm a big astronaut fan, space fan.
Neil Armstrong holiday. That's right. The first man on the moon, July the 20th. All right. How about you, Mike?
Chris, I'm going to go with Liberal Day because I would like to see liberals do some work. So I guess, you know.
Yeah, but the whole idea of All Liberals Day is they're already off.
I know.
So everybody else get off too, right?
I know.
Okay, that's one for Bill, one for Don. What about you, Aubrey? You got a favorite there? I saw you taking notes.
Yeah, I took notes. I have to agree with Nicholas.
You like Bill's?
I like
that was
Bill.
Good, though.
Neil Armstrong. Okay.
You know, because, you know, end of tyranny.
That's pretty good.
It's a good one, too, but it's just a little too long.
Well, and you know what I like about Bill's? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Go ahead, Rick. What about you?
I'm going to go with Bill.
All right. What about you, Dino?
Pay your bills.
It's 3-1.
You, Bill.
We could make it a tie here. Right?
Send Dino a dollar day. You know, let's see.
Are you going to make my vote irrelevant or what here?
Believe it or not, I did like Angie's End of Tyranny Day.
You can vote for her.
You can vote for that.
The Eraser Day is kind of awesome, too.
That was a good one, too. Eraser Day, I like that, too. That was good.
Similar.
Okay, so you're going to go with Angie then? End of Tyranny Day?
Yeah, I'll check that box.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to go with Bill's, too, because I like it because it represents the greatness of America and how we were really great, and we can be great again like that.
Right.
Right? I think we talked about this a little bit last night.
Right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We talked last night about what we did in that decade because it started off with some real deal leadership, right? And after that decade, we just kind of been sputtering along. We had great times during Reagan. No, make no mistake, but that was kind of a blip, if you will. Right. And we've been riding Reagan's coattails ever since. And it's time not to ride Reagan's coattails anymore. We got to make America great again. We got to get back to Apollo.
You know, it's like a knife in the back to all these heroes, too, when Obama came into office. The entire world looked up to us and our technology and our space program. It was one of the first things he cut.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, he didn't cut it. He had them check the temperature.
That's right. They became, NOAA. Yeah.
And they became ambassadors to the Arab world to go and thank them for algebra.
Yep. Indeed. Okay. All right. So congratulations to Bill and Don and Angie. We'll see if we can come up with some consolation prizes for them. How about that? Is that all right? Okay. So thank you for all the entries tonight. And once again, thank you for listening during the Obama era as we close it out here tonight.
Yep. Another historic program.
And we look forward to you listening during the Trump era, which begins tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Hallelujah.
Freedom.
Freedom. Yep. Thank God Almighty. Free at last, right?
I mean, cocktail hour is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
It's going to be pretty fun tonight, too.
I know.
Go ahead, Dino. You were going to say something.
No. I was going to say it's going to turn out to be something historic. It's going to turn out to be something that's going to change this earth.
Indeed it is, for the better.
Yeah.
For the better. And you can see in Donald Trump today, the way he handled himself during the concert and afterwards, he gets it, ladies and gentlemen. All you liberals out there, like Obama and others who are giving him advice, he gets it.
And he knows how to act.
He knows.
You know how they always, oh, he's right. Going to be the, no. He's right. Very mature.
And the opposing side is starting to realize this. Even the new CNN, they're coming up and saying it's not going to be the same. We're not going to be in the White House. It's not going to be the same way.
I hope they're right.
The globalists are like, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be different.
It is going to be different. That's right. Crank that up there, Nick. All right, we're going to leave you. This is Jerry Nash. Jerry Nash?
Johnny Nash.
On the drums, we have Nick.
All right. The clouds are parting, and good days are ahead. Thank God Almighty. Thank God Almighty. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening.
And 12 o'clock tomorrow. Honk your horn, cheer, whatever. Everybody go forward.
Lean on it.
Yep.
Night, everybody.
Freedom Day.
From the Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.